Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Father, we give you praise. We worship you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let's be seated. I welcome you all. Turn to your left, right, and welcome someone, church. Amen. We are ready for the harvest. We are the sons of the Most High God. We are ready for the harvest. We are the sons of the Most High God. You reign forever. Your kingdom's manifest. Blessed be your name. You reign forever. Your kingdom's manifest. Blessed be your name. We see the people rising in glory, power in you, with the knowledge of a God. We see the people rising in glory, power in you, with the knowledge of a King. We are ready for the harvest. We are the sons of the Most High. Let's sing it this together. We are ready for the harvest. We are the sons of the Most High. We are ready. We are for the harvest. We are the sons. I am ready for the harvest. I am the sun. We are ready for the harvest. Yeah. We are ready for the harvest. We are the sun. One more time. I am ready. I am the son of I am ready for the harvest. I am the son, yeah. Oh, 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 oh. the sun. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. There's this song I heard. I don't know if I will sing it right. That's why I'm wondering if I should sing it. Maybe you help me if you know the song. It's a Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Kadosh, we worship you. Live the song. Kadosh, we worship. Second part says, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. All right, sing again. Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Top one more time. Kadosh, yes, Lord. Kadosh, 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 Kadosh,
Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh,
song. So let's sing it together, okay? Should we sing it together? Just try not to go off the hallelujah. So let's sing it together. It says, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh,
Kadosh, we worship you.
All right. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh.
Kadosh, we worship you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Kadosh, we worship you.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah. Kadosh, we worship you.
All right, let's get into the word. Some people are scared of singing because they don't want to sing something that they won't like. Amen. God sees the heart, not the voice. So if you are in church, just say it the way you feel it. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? We won't run. We won't run away at all. Hallelujah. So we'll just be talking, okay? In John 12, around 32, 30, thereabout, God spoke a word to us. He said something profound. Let's read from 30. Jesus answered and said, "This voice did not come because of me. The voice of people heard me. He said, but for your sake the voice came. For your sake, not for me. For your sake. Because Jesus said to us in John 5, He said, it is not honorable paraphrasing for one to testify about himself. That is why he allowed John the Baptist to come beforehand and to testify about him. Are we together? I'm trying to paraphrase. This is not exactly how the words were. So in John 5, Jesus said, it is not honorable for one, an individual, to testify. You know, imagine you are telling people, I'm a good person. And Jesus says it's not honorable. And you know it's not honorable. Even if you are a good person, somebody has to say you are a what? A good person. So Jesus said that is why he allowed John the Baptist to come beforehand and to testify about himself. Okay? And I think John the Baptist clarified that. He said, I am not the light, right? Is that not what John the Baptist said? He said, I am not the light. He said, I'm the voice of him crying in the wilderness to prepare the way for the one to come. And when he saw Jesus, he said, how did he say it in scripture? Remind me. Let me paraphrase. Okay, sorry. I know what he said. I'm just thinking some of you know exactly what it's like in the same distinct. He was like, before. No. Jesus was the one that said, Abraham, calm down. When did you start reading Bible, some of you? Let me tell you what Jesus said. Calm down. That Abraham is different in John 8. This one is another different one. Remember, he said, Jesus is preferred before me. You remember now? Look at that. Some of you used to miss Sunday school. So, Jesus is preferred before him. Okay? And I know, you know, in the Bible, people come with their ministries. Meaning everything that accompanied John, not just John. Remember, the Bible said in 2 Corinthians 3, around 14. Let's see it briefly. 14 of 2 Corinthians. It says, but their minds were blinded, for until this day, the same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament, because the veil is taken away in Christ. All right? 15. It says, but even to this day, when Moses is read, you see, they didn't call it Old Testament now, they called it what? Moses. Are you guys here? They called it what? Moses. So when Moses is read. Alright, so a lot of things came with Moses. We can't just separate Moses from the ministry of Moses. You can't separate John from the ministry of what? John. So if he said, Jesus is even preferred before me, he's talking about himself and the ministry he came with. Are you able to get that? I'm trying to explain. And that's why he said, I'm baptizing with water, but one above me is coming, or has come, in the person of Jesus, that's going to baptize with the Holy Spirit and what? Fire. And they are not two different kinds of baptism. Are we together? The Holy Spirit and what? Fire. So maybe the Holy Spirit, the effect is like fire, you know. Not effect like fire necessarily. We can say effect like fire. It's just like when the Holy Ghost comes on your inside, in and upon you, he burns everything that is not of God and takes it away. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Yes, not that when you are filled with the Holy, because some people think that Holy Spirit baptism is different from fire baptism. Have you heard people talk like that? So I don't know which one is fire one. It's like when you baptize with the Holy Ghost, now they will now say, okay, fire baptism, come. We got to see fire. It's different. Then some think that fire baptism is when you become more intoxicated with the Holy Ghost, that you begin to do like something wants to kill you on your inside. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It's not true. Are you here? So that simply means, look at John the Baptist and all the ministry that accompanied him, that came with him. Think about it. Everything John the Baptist did, all the things, the way he dressed, is not our business. Some people say John the Baptist didn't used to wear clothes. If you like, don't wear clothes. Now, it's not your business. Are you listening to me? Because he said, Jesus is preferred before me, and Jesus wore clothes. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? Let me say, John the Baptist, the Bible said he didn't shave his hair. His hair was scattered, and he lived in the wilderness. Now, listen. If you want to be like that, it's your business. Because Jesus had shaved beards. Are you listening to me? Somebody say, how did he shave it? I don't know. But they were shaved. Have you seen any Jesus' picture that is not fine? Is it that people are scared of Jesus or something?
You know, sometimes I used to feel like they are scared of Jesus. They don't, you know, any, you can't draw Jesus and put baby anyhow. But meanwhile, no scriptural backing said Jesus looked like somebody that did not shave his beard. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? He had beards. I don't know why he don't have beards. Jesus had beards for a reason. I declare you be like Jesus in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm sorry if I hurt some of you. I was just trying to tell you Jesus had beards. That's what the Bible said. Amen. And let's be serious. John the Baptist did not shave his beard. The Bible said it like that, that he was in the wilderness, then he ate honey and locusts. That is not spiritual man's food. Because some people now say that is the food of one tarrying in the wilderness. Parash. I'm going on a fast and I sense the spirit of John the Baptist. Or the spirit of Elijah that came upon John the Baptist. And Thor said the Lord. Same pattern. Locust and honey. You are going to be in trouble. That's not a kind of food in the spirit. Whatever that happened to John the Baptist, beautiful or not, thank God for it. But Jesus, even John the Baptist said, Jesus is even preferred. Meaning, I should have not even come in the first place. And what I'm doing should have not even happened in the first place. Think about it. You know, you see, I called Moses here. And the Bible did not just say Moses as a person. The Bible coagulated Moses and the ministry of Moses together. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? The Bible said, but even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil word lies on their heart. Now, talking about that veil, let's see 14. 14 says, it said, but their minds were blinded, for until this day, the same veil remains unlifted in the reading of what? The Old Testament. Because the veil is taken away in Christ. Somebody may say now, Old Testament, do you mean we should not read Old Testament? No. That's where you now become very careful in understanding scripture. I have an Old Testament, I think this morning when I was posting my baby's picture. Isaiah 53 verse 14. It's an Old Testament scripture. But the Bible in Luke 4, around 44. Let's see it. These are things, Luke 4, 44. Let's see 24 first. All right. Are you sure I'm in the right place? That says, the part of scripture that says, beginning from Moses, the prophet, and the Psalms. He opened the scripture that they may understand what was written concerning him in Moses. What? The prophet and Psalms. Now, just media help me. Just Google 24:45. Let's see here. At least I just mixed it up. 24. Okay. 45. And he opened their understanding that they may not. Let's see from 44 here. He said, then he said to them, these are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were what? Written in the law of Moses, and what? The prophet, and what? The Psalms concerning me. Now, you saw something there striking in 14 of 2 Corinthians 3. It says, at the reading of the Old Testament, a veil covers their eyes. You're now wondering, is that God is saying we should not read Old Testament? No. Alright? The writer was writing to a people that he sure understand what he was saying. We have to really decipher and really get the message of that part of scripture. The Bible said, then he said to them, listen, these are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and what? The prophet and the Psalms concerning me. Now, same part of scripture spoke something about scriptures. Look out for that scripture. Something about scripture. He opened their eyes that they may understand the scripture. Is it verse 45? Okay, hit verse 45. Let's see. Okay, all right. Is it? And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scripture. Now go back to 44. Let's hit the nail on the head. That all things must be fulfilled which were what? Written in the law. Now, watch out. The things that should be fulfilled. Get my board. The things that should be what? Fulfilled. The things that should be what? Fulfilled. And mark that word fulfilled. Are we together? Yes, mark that word what? Fulfilled. Meaning not everything in the Bible will be fulfilled. But the things that point to what? Jesus. Written concerning what? Jesus. That's what will be fulfilled because that Jesus is the word of God. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So there are some things in scripture, in the Bible, sorry, that are not part of the scriptures. The scripture simply means the sacred writings that points to Christ. The sacred writings are what points to Christ. I can't give you the root word, but if you want me to check, I'll give you a root word, just that I'll be wasting time. It is the sacred writings that what points to what? Christ. So scriptures are the sacred writings. That is why after he said that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses, it is not law of Moses that will be fulfilled. It is the things written concerning him in the law of Moses. Yes, are you people get what I'm trying to say now? The things written concerning him in the law of what? Moses. More like saying, I have a house in Wadata. So I don't own Wadata. My house is what I own in what? Wadata. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. So what are the things that will be fulfilled which are scriptures? Things written concerning what? Jesus. That is in the law of Moses, in the writings of the prophets, and in the psalms, songs that some minor prophets sang and major prophet concerning what? Jesus. They are the things that will be fulfilled. So for instance, you would have seen in scripture that says, a part of scripture that said, thou should not be too righteous. It should not be fulfilled. That's a man's writing. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? You know, that is in the book of Ecclesiastes. It said, do not be too righteous. And I was telling a friend, I said, I believe what that writer means is not what people are saying that scripture should be. I believe he was probably saying the people were being too religious. But I can't put my take there. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? Because I'm not the writer of scripture. So I'll just be disciplined to leave it the way it sounds. Because some people will carry that part of scripture and tell you, hey, man of God, you are being too righteous. The Bible says, do not be too righteous. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. You have to be careful to really understand scripture. If you look at the writings of David in the Psalms, he said some prophetic things. Remember, the Bible did not say it's everything that David said that will be fulfilled in scripture. The Bible said it is the things that points to Christ that David said that will be what? Fulfilled. The things concerning him that David wrote that will be fulfilled. Now, if we're talking about David here, you think about Psalms. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Are you guys here?
Yes, sir.
So, David said some things and events happened in the book of Psalms that were not pointing to Jesus, that they don't point to Jesus. For instance, somebody may say, David, who is a man of God, he slept with somebody's wife. That is not the character of Christ. That's the character of a man. So you can't say, some people give instances like that. They say, I don't know why people condemn men of God. Now, I'm not for you condemning men of God too. But you see, those things that happen in the scripture is not an excuse for men of God to make mistakes. So they say things like, David, for instance, he was a God's man, good man, blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden slept with somebody's wife. And all of a sudden, blah, blah, blah. But wait a minute, God forgave David. So who are you to judge a man of God? We can make mistakes sometimes. No. You see, there's a lot of provision in the New Testament for you not to make mistakes. It's not pride. See the provision. In the wilderness, when the people were beaten by a serpent, God did not tell them to look at their wounds and cry. No. He said they should look at the cross of Calvary. In those days, he said, look at the serpent dead there, etc. And as you look at the serpent dead on the wood up there, what happens? Even though you were beaten by a serpent, the poison will not affect you. Meaning, don't focus on the problem. Focus on the victory. It is the victory that will take you out from the problem. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? As children of God, we don't focus on what? We focus on what? It is victory that takes us out from what? Problems. The Bible says he will give us an expected end that is of good. Now, if his end for us is good, we don't expect evil. We only think good. And you see, the fulfillment of all of God's promises to us and for us is the person of Jesus Christ. Everything that happens in Jesus Christ, everything that Jesus represents is your victory. Jesus is the hallmark of your faith. He is the destination of your walk with God. Are you listening to me? Everything that is of Jesus is your destiny. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So that's why the Bible says, looking up to Jesus, who is the what? Author. And what? If you say you want to go to Lagos, your mind is in Lagos. From the beginning of the journey, where's your mind? In Lagos. You may face some kind of obstacle on the road, but where are you going to? Lagos. No matter what you face, where are you going to? Lagos. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And that's how things happen in scriptures, from the Old Testament through the New Testament, but we're all going, trying to hit a destination. What's that destination? Jesus Christ. So that Moses slept with a woman, blah, 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 and does not mean that you're supposed to do that. In fact, the privileges you have in the New Testament, Moses never had it. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? He never had the privileges. That is why Moses sang some wrong songs too in scriptures that we are using in the New Testament, which causes error immediately. I don't know if you have tried to install something and they say there's an error. Immediately there's an error. That's why sometimes we assume we are strong as Christians. When we go back, Satan now shows us that we are not strong. Because our believing we're all wrong. So when we went back, the cares of this world, the trials and tribulation of this world Satan brings our way, gets us knocked on the ground because we're not standing on the rock from the beginning. Our beliefs were wrong. All right, we saw from a very wrong perspective. That's why knowledge is very important. There's a saying that says knowledge is power. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Meaning you can never be better than the information in your heart. And that's why God said in 3 John 2, I wish above all, dear brethren, that you may be. Now say, dear brethren, I wish above all things that you may what? Prosper and be in health. Even as your. In other words, if your soul does not prosper, you cannot prosper in wealth and prosper in health. In other words, you are still sick because the word of God has not prospered in your soul. So if the word of God prospers in your soul, you cannot be sick. If the word of God prospers in your soul, you cannot be poor. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So Jesus showed us the algorithm that you prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. Because as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. It's not possible for you to be better physically than how you think. It cannot. That's not his function. It can never happen. You can never. That's why success is not a coincidence. You can never, no matter how you do it, except you are a thief, you can never be better than how you think. That's why if you see people who talk rubbish and they have money, they are thieves. Just watch EIT in the morning. You understand what I'm trying to say? They are thieves. That somebody is sounding like he's daft and they say he has 5 Lamborghini. Have you heard Cider Borch before? Huh? You've heard that lady? Have you heard her? Are you scared that they will arrest me? That lady will arrest me. Where will she arrest me from? But have you heard that? You've heard the daft thing she says. That if a man does not have 5 million, he should not talk to her. And I wonder, even if there was no woman in this world, I would tell God, let me serve you like Paul. I don't understand. Look at now, God have mercy on me. But she doesn't look presentable. But hear the words that come out from her mouth. Deceiving a lot of young ladies. I'm sure in secondary school now we have Cider Borch, they are rising up. Because of the influence of that woman. She comes to the internet and tell people crazy things. I mean, she's... Do you notice that she's very bold? And when she's saying it, do you notice she's very serious? Meaning in her heart, she meant what she was saying. She knows she's saying the truth. That's what the Bible says, if the light in you be darkness. You say, how great is that darkness? So some of you, some of us that have light now, when we look at her talk, we are wondering which kind of mumu. You're not dumbfounded by the mumuism. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And I go, what? Jesus Christ. And you just say, forget that. But if you observe, maybe she has Lamborghini, who knows? She probably has one big house somewhere. I mean, look at Richard, so hardworking. Every night he's on his PC buying coin and doing everything. Then Sidabot will just come, woo. I say, get into my car, let me take you up there. And he enters, AC is blowing. He's seen, in fact, they will leave their hand, the car will just be moving to the direction, just like high level, they'll be going. And Richard is like, how did you get here? He said, no, nothing. I just have the right values. I don't go for men like you. I go for men that can give me 5 million and 10 million. Do you know how many ladies have entered prostitution because they saw people ahead of them who were very wealthy, and they asked them, auntie, how did you get your house and your car? And they told them, follow me. I'll show you a mystery. And that's how they got into prostitution. Are you listening to me? So if you see people like that, who they don't think well and they are prosperous, you know, physical prosperity, you know. And the Bible said, don't wander in their prosperity. He said, do not ponder on the prosperity of the wicked. The money used to fly from their hand. It will just fly and go away. Even them, they'll be wondering, have you heard politicians? They are very wealthy. 2 years after everything, the billions they stole, then you'll be wondering, you see them walking in their street, and maybe Senator so be that. Haven't you seen? I don't want to tell you some stories. Some of you would have laughed today. I've seen them. I know of one that started one big project. 2 years after I finished, he left office. Project Hook. The project is there. And he sold. If you give him $10,000 and give a poor man today $10,000, 2 years, 5 years later, the poor man will become poor, the rich man will become rich. They did one analysis. They collected all the money, a village. The poor people stood up and said they are angry towards the rich people. So the king now said everybody should bring their money. And they shared it equally for everybody in the community. Guess what happened? After some years, the poor people became poor. The rich people became richer. After they shared their money equally. You see? What was their problem? They are thinking. I'm challenging you today. That if you are poor, it's your thinking. No, but Simon, I think prosperity is not about saying in church that I think prosperity. If you truly think prosperity, when you go home, how do you act? Do you act prosperity? Do you behave like somebody that think prosperity? You know, how can you have the impetus in this time and season to be watching seasonal movie in Nigeria? How can you have that impetus? That in this time and season, somebody is watching seasonal movie. You are destined to be poor. The people that created that movie don't even have time to watch it. They are doing another one for you. I know you are wondering what is happening. You know, one time I was reading a material. I don't like sharing this kind of materials because sometimes I wonder how people see them. I don't know if you know about games. You know, PS. Mortal, you know, I went to a shop lately and I saw young children playing wrestling. And older youths too. They sat down. Boo! And they were just doing their head like this. And I was looking at everybody here. I wanted to preach the gospel. I was wondering, you know, those guys, you don't even start anything. You just encourage them. Say, I'll come back for you people. Eh? And you'll be trusting God that they will take light. Because if light is not taken, you can't open your mouth and talk there. They were seriously in their game. So I remember the material I read many years ago that the elites those days created all of these things to distract people from pursuing purpose. Because they know that if they create things like this, many people will not be able to achieve their purpose. I take, for instance, mention the name of the games that you... I know now you'll be trying to use your head because I've said this thing already. But be sincere for a moment. Mention all the games you've played. One to go. Don't pretend. Mortal Kombat, okay? Need for Speed. How many of you have finished Need for Speed? Don't lie. You have finished Need for Speed. How many of you have ever started a game and finished it? Like to the last level. You see, people are pretending, right? All of you now are pretending in this church. Like you started the game and you finished it. Can you wave your hand up? So all of you have not finished game, right? Righteous people. They are all trying to pretend. Because of what I just said. How many of you have said that I've watched more than 5 seasonal movies? Wave your hand. I think I've not even started saying. I say 5. Sorry, 20. People are still raising. No, I say 20. How many of you know the first time Ronaldo scored a goal? How many goals does Ronaldo have now? Huh? Say it now. Don't pretend. I'm not doing anything. You people are thinking I'm planning you. How many goals does Ronaldo have now? Huh? Last World Cup final. What was the outcome of the goals? Who scored the last goal? You people are pretending. Who scored the last goal? Okay, you don't know. We don't know in this church who scored the last goal. Where is Mbappe? Which club is Mbappe? Eh? It's like people don't like football in this church. Abi, you are deceiving me. Where is Messi? What league is he playing for? Huh? Actually, I understand with you why you don't know the league. The league does not actually exist. Where is Cristiano playing? No, for Messi, we understand why you should not know the league. Where is Cristiano playing? Al Nassr. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. Okay, I understand. No, for Messi, I truly understand with you people. We're going somewhere. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus. You see how you remember all these things? You remember? Mention the names in Mortal Kombat. Liu Kang. Sub-Zero. Eh? Rain. Kaba. Scorpion. Quan Chi. Mention now. The women. Sindel. Sonya. You remember all the names. What is the... No, wait. I'll ask a very basic question in sciences. What's the formula for Newton's law of universal gravitation? All of you were answering me, so mention. Newton's... Now, anybody, the floor is open. The formula for Newton's law of universal gravitation. There are a lot of science students in this place. If you know, wave your hand. Woo. Glory to God. Who can define inertia? The most basic question in physics. Inertia. Now tell me why you should be the most successful person. Are you understanding with God now? Huh? Are you under? Some of you don't want to agree that you're understanding with God. But are you understanding with God? We are not quite diligent even in the things of life. Somebody wants to make 500,000 a month, but he's just watching life and complain that life is hard. Nothing else, not doing anything. You see, for instance, you were broke from last year. Let me give you a very big... This is not my teaching. I don't know why I'm becoming a motivational speaker this evening. I'm supposed to teach you Christ. Imagine you were broke from last year. Huh? Well, last week, January, you were broke. You got broke till 2024 finish. You now came and cried for what's that service called? Crossover service. And promise yourself, thinking God is the one promising you that this year. A lot of you promise yourself. You thought it was God promising you. It's your emotion that promised yourself that this year God will change your story. Guess what? We're in the third month, going to the fourth month of this year. You are still broke. And you are complaining. What if from this year now, you now say, okay, this brokenness will happen for like 3 months. Bad as it bad, 4 months. Then I'll not be broke again. But why you are broke, you are learning something. Why you are broke, you are learning a skill. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? Instead of complaining, when they say they that wait upon the Lord, they don't mean sit down. You are doing something to prepare yourself, to get yourself capacitated. Let's be very sincere. See, before I continue, it is very understandable when ladies say they cannot marry certain people. It is very understandable. And I'm not advocating, I'm not saying ladies now are covered. There are a lot of lazy ladies. Because sometimes when they see potential, if you are a lazy lady, if you see potential, you cannot even recognize the potential because you are lazy. But it is very understandable when a lady says she cannot marry a broke person. Think about it. Maybe Pastor Emma will come and do a teaching. How much is Pampers? How much do you think is Pampers? Most of you don't know. I didn't know too till I got married. I'm pitying some of you that will marry at the end of this regime. If you are not rich, imagine you marry at the end of the present administration. In fact, marriage now, the people that want to marry, they know what is happening. Malt that we bought during my time, 5 something, that malt is not expensive. How much is this thing of malt now? 14,000. Unbelievable. If you want to get married now, you are going to buy that malt in how many places? So, are you seeing why you have to be rich? If you are married now, how? That is why some young men believe certain gospels. Do you know, many young men, when they hear marriage, all this Oyinbo culture of marriage, they wear wedding gown and suit. It's not our culture. You see them just stand up. Yes, sir. Preach to me. In their hearts, they want a wedding gown. They want a suit. But the reason why they are supporting this thing now is because they know how things be. There's nothing bad to have a beautiful wedding. There's nothing bad. And you have a beautiful one. Hallelujah. Stop stressing your mind at all. Start doing something. Start learning a skill now. Let me advise some of you. This is not part of the teaching, but it's part. It's God that is speaking. You see, some of you that are into crypto and forex, be warned. Listen carefully. Now, person will get job. They receive steady source of income. They do crypto and forex. Don't just stand up one time, carry your whole investment and say you are buying crypto. This is my field. I know what I'm teaching people. Then you now be having unnecessary visions in the night. You can't even sleep. You'll be checking your phone every moment. You are checking your phone. You see that even in service, that when the thing wants to go up, they fall fire. Some of them will put it and be praying. Pray and watch. You know that scripture says, watch and pray. Allah, Baba, go down. Go down in the name of Jesus. Jerome does not sleep. Pastor K does not sleep. This one does not know sleep. Because of crypto, I'm not saying they don't have a steady source of income. That's how I asked Job one time, what did you say crypto? I said, I understand. Shebi, you know courage. Why would you not be doing crypto? But all of you that are doing crypto have a study. That is not a skill. You see, crypto is for people that are earning money and they are putting some money there. They told me to buy one coin one time because I gave crypto a break. Let me tell you something. I gave crypto a break. They now deceived me to buy one coin. Richard called me. Oh, everybody were calling me. Pastor, this one is a good opportunity. I said, okay, no problem. Then I saw 60K in my account that I will not need for a while. I said, okay, I want to buy 60K. He said, ah, okay, 60K. I said, yes. And I bought 60K. I said, I'll leave it there. Guess what I saw in my... they said it will rise the next day morning. That it will rise. They say in the morning, the next day, twice. My God, the thing rose small. My mind said remove. I said no. Be encouraged, Simon. Small, like I had extra 5K. My mind told me remove it, Simon. Richard said no, sir. That's not the right time to remove. Everybody started encouraging me. Jerome came. He read the book for me. He said according to the market, sir, it's not the. I said no problem. I didn't understand from the next day. It started dropping. I said, no, it will rise. It dropped again. I said, no, it will rise. There was a time it now dropped. I now left the app. I just log out. I can't believe what I'm seeing. I checked yesterday with Richard. He came to my office, so he told me to buy one coin. I said, okay, let me check the one you have told me to buy before. People of God, guess what I saw? Coin of that time that I bought for 60 something thousand is 6 point something USDT. It's not up to 10K. All right. It will rise. No. That's the crypto language. It will rise. I believe. Dry bones shall rise again. You know, this is a condition in the book of Ezekiel. He said, and the bones were very dry. How can you tell me 60 something thousand is now less than 10,000? You see why I say have a steady source of income? If your last 60K is what you put there now, you are in big soup. Imagine you now went and borrow money and bought coin. Say, mommy, it will rise the next day. It now went to that kind of point. What will you do? And you know one thing with crypto people, they behave like gamblers. They will buy again. Jerome told me he wants to rent. So let me just bring the secret out. He told me he wanted to rent a space. Blah, blah, blah. I said, okay, go and rent. Just one night, go and rent. Jerome said, let him try something. In the night, he saw one coin rising. He didn't tell me. Oh. He wanted to just use his money and play small. He now poured his rent. Wanted to remove his sharp. Crypto now. It's just like, when you want to catch fish, you'll be putting tape on. You now put hook. That's what they did. And I told him, 1 week have passed. Where the house did you rent? He said, sir, car. It's a long story, sir. I said, make it short. He said, sir, when I went home that night, one coin was making progress. So I said, let me just buy the coin. As I put the money, sir, that's how money went away. Guess what? The next day is buying coin. You see, crypto people, be praying for them. That's why I advise all of you to have a steady source of income. You see some of them happy in church. Some of them will be very sad. How many of you have seen Pastor K sometime in church? Bless the name alone. It's like he's holding tears. If you want to know that they lose, some of them when they are receiving, say, the days will come. You now see coin. Jerome will be crying inside, technically. I say, dry bones shall rise again. Yes, sir. Yes. So I advise some of you into crypto. That's my advice. So You understand what I mean by it's quite difficult for a lady to settle down with somebody because ladies are looking for protection. And we call men covering. Do you get what I'm trying to say? So, you see, we have even described them as the lesser, weaker vessel. And we don't even allow them to really get involved in a lot of things because we believe they are not capacitated like we men. So why do you think they should now be capacitated in taking care of the home more than you in terms of finances? Let's be sincere. They want protection. A lady wants protection because she was designed to be covered. And that's what the Bible calls women covering. A lady was designed to be what? Covered. Not designed to cover the family. If a woman begins to cover the family, there's big trouble, even financially. That is why you see some inconsistency in behavior. When a woman begins to take charge of financial responsibility, you in that home, she'll be seeing you with wrapper and skirt on your waist. Because she was not designed to do that. Let's be very sincere. Sometimes we advise women to learn to build with their husbands, and it's not bad. But know as a man that you should not take advantage of a woman that is trying to support you. You should labor to become richer than her. Times 10. Jokingly, you watch that movie that just passed. Odogwu and Achalugo. I thought that lady wouldn't fall in love, but I didn't know she was in love from the very beginning. You know, there's a way you'll be rich that everything about you will be sweet. I saw that movie advert till I said I must watch this movie too. One morning, I just woke up. After I was done with devotion, I carried my apron and just keep at the side. Like a joke, I finished that movie 2 hours plus. I was just laughing. My teacher was like, what is that? I said, come on, see, come on, see. She would just look and go, ah. You know, I said, I enjoyed the movie. He just met the woman. He said, Achalugo, I will marry you. She was just laughing. Like a joke, she was married to. You know, she complained severally that she don't even like the way he speak English. At the end of the movie, do you notice what she said? He said, the way you talk, it's so sweet. I said, hey. From you have bad accent to the way you talk now is sweet. So you have money, even your F, and if you are a thief man, you do lots. They will like that thing. Say, oh, honey, the way you talk is fun. But if you don't have money, I say, lad, you say, get out of my phone. You are disgracing me. Because a woman is designed to be what? Covered. So as a man, be a man. Even the Bible says a man that will not provide for his home is worse than a what? Because the way God designed a man, you should be a provider. And by all means, God designed a man not to lack. You have all it takes not to lack. Else you are a woman. Are you here tonight? I want responsible men. Are you here tonight? What kind of people I want to raise in this church? So that they will not see us finish. How can you stand in this church and a lady will look at you, pass you, and go and marry one man on the street? Well, let's go back to the gospel. I'm done with this. This is not gospel. It's advice. If any man is angry with what I'm preaching now, you cry. You're under the curse. You should be happy. And spoiled to be better. Now, when you go back home, you can't sleep. You are checking something online. Not Yahoo. You are checking. I told you a testimony last Sunday. We're teaching like this, advising people. The young man went back and started making research. That's how he entered somewhere, entered into a grant, and got over 8 million for free. I know some of you are asking, Pastor, tell me that. What is the grant? What is it? You know, most of it is when something has worked that you want to do it. Are you listening to me? Cristiano Ronaldo said, he said, a dream is not what you see when you sleep. No, it's not Jesus that said it. It's Cristiano Ronaldo. He said, a dream is what keep you away from sleeping. Meaning the reason you can't sleep is because of that dream. I hope you know, as I'm a pastor like this, I code. And if I don't understand one thing, you will see me up in the night looking at the thing like this, still I understand it. That's not my field, but I'm trying to understand it. Because I can't imagine not understanding it. One of my friends said I will have a mental problem one day. Because I will not move an inch till I understand something. And you see me not eating food because I don't understand something. There's one time in Remedia, I slept in a class till the next day because I didn't understand something. When I woke up in the morning, I now understood it. Then I forgot the lecture, I missed it, and I went back home. Because I now understand it. So I was happy. Even scriptures. If I hold the Bible and I don't understand it, I don't leave it till I understand it. Because I know I'm designed to understand. Nobody has the best brain in this world, who is a lie.
Yes, sir.
There's a saying that says the dullest brain is better than the best computer. If you're a computer scientist, you should understand this. If when we delve into AI, AI is a tool that computer science is using to achieve the goal of making every machine in this world to behave like human beings. So do you know that the goal of machines in this world is the end that they behave like human beings? When somebody is super intelligent, they'll say you have computer brain. It's an insult. Computer has our kind of brain. It's daring to have our kind of brain. Everything that you see computers doing, they borrowed it from your mind, from a human being. Response to stimuli. You come close to a door, it opens. You think it's a coincidence? Somebody's coming close to you, you just sense it and you give the person space. Am I saying the right thing? It's from the human being, they got all of those features. You check your phone, you are shocked that the last thing you said, as you're about to type it, they now suggest it for you. Now if I say Mary, do you know Mary? If I say Mary, do you know Mary? Don't think it's your babe. You know Mary? You know Mary? Okay. Stand up. Maybe he has even dated Mary before. Have you ever dated a lady called Mary? Come here. You are lying in the presence of God. Have you ever dated a lady called Mary? Last time, have you ever dated a lady called Mary? All right. Now, do you know any Mary?
Yes.
Which one do you know?
Former
HOD. Okay, which one again do you know?
My friend.
Your friend?
Yes.
Sure, your friend is that?
She was in the same department, like, according to you. She's married now.
She was in the same department with your current HOD in school.
Yes.
Okay. So when I say Mary, two of them came to your head because you had known them before. If I say Joseph, you know Joseph. You don't know any Joseph. You don't know Mary, you don't know Joseph. Do you know anybody called Joseph? Guy, come. Who is Joseph to you? Childhood friend. Another Joseph? Who again? Your friend online. So he knows Joseph online. He knows two Mary he has met before. Why did they just remember? Why didn't you think that? Now, there's another Mary that you people don't know, but other people know. Am I saying the right thing? But the Mary that came to your mind is the one you had met before. So when you are writing something on your phone now, your phone is learning from you. As you are writing, for instance, that's why I say, if I take your phone, I know your character. When I carry your phone and I write, I don't know what to say. Okay, crypto. If I just write C, if I carry this man's phone and he likes agriculture, if I write C, he'll write crop. But you, this man, if I carry your phone and write C, they must write crypto. Why? You love crypto, he loves crop. I even get what I'm trying to say. So the phone is learning from you. They are learning your character, learning your behavior. Seeing how the people you know. So the next time you carry your phone, you write C, crop. C, crypto. You just say, ah! How many of you have seen that happen in your phone before? I say, wow! My phone is intelligent. No, they learned from you. They created an algorithm to learn something from you. That algorithm is called their cognition models. the algorithm is called, the model is called recurrent neural model. Recurrent neural. Neural has to do with the brain. Model. Alright? Remembering ability model. You can call it like that. I even get what I'm trying to say. So this is what computer is delving towards. And all of these things, they are learning it from the human being. Just like when we say Mary now, you remember. They learned from you and put it in computer. You now think computer is intelligent. Meanwhile, you are the most intelligent. There is nothing in this world you cannot do with your brain. Do you know what God did in your brain? Go and try to study the human brain. It's a part of medicine on its own. It's so bulky. Is that not why you did masters? Neural physiology. That's what she did. Where she did her masters. You can imagine how bulky the human brain is. If I come now to explain some things, some of you will be dumbfounded here. And you have the impetus to be dull. What is mass? It's the mindset you use to attack mass that makes mass hard. It's the most simplest course in the university and in school. Simon, ask about being in this staff school. I'm not bragging. Mass is very simple. Sir, you are looking at me as if I said one crazy thing. Say, Pastor Simon, what is the meaning of fine S? Where will we use S in this world? Then some of you will now start saying things like, some people, they don't go to school, but they have like 100 million in their account. You that went to school, don't you think you have more advantage? Let me show you how you find S. Doctors find S. Engineers find S. Call all the profession. Lawyers find S. Do they? Yes. Farmers. Anybody finds S. How do you find S? They will tell you find S. You will start looking for things to connect, systems to connect, ideas to connect. Do you understand? And I remember dividing both sides by the coefficient of, do this, collecting like terms. Can you remember? All of these things. You carry them and add and you find S. But some of us, the reason we can't find S, we cannot remember all the models they've taught us before. So we'll finally not find S. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? Now see how a doctor finds S. He's in the lab. Something is happening to the system of the person. He's looking. Others are saying the regular way is not going to work. He will not survive. He now thinks of something he learned somewhere that can connect to something somewhere. You know what he's doing in his mind? He's finding X, a solution. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? As a farmer, you observe that there's droughts in your land. Every time this is happening, you now begin to think. And suddenly you grow in that season and it grows. Everybody's own is dying. Your own grows. You found S. Are you able to get out and try to explain now? That's what it means for to find S in life. That in a tough situation, you can bring out idea. Are you listening to me? I don't want to be distracted, but I think we've already entered into the distraction. So let's just be flowing and going. But you understood what scripture meant by scriptures there, isn't it? So scriptures is not all the writings. What is scripture? The things said concerning Jesus in what? It started with Moses, right? The prophet and Psalms. That's why some prayers Moses prayed are not right. They are not right. Considering the revelation of Jesus. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Some words said, you know, some event that happened do not point to Christ. Now, they said something, call that fire like Elijah did. Why did Jesus refuse to call that fire? Is it because Elijah is a devil? No, Elijah was a prophet. He's a prophet. But God was like, I don't support that attitude. So you can be a Christian, so powerful as a Christian, and you can even use your power wrongly if you are not careful. So we can't have a passive Christianity. Everything cannot go in Christianity. Some people want Christianity that anything goes. And that is why sometimes we look like we're crazy even in church. In fact, God knows that. You see, God knows there will be. God knows what he did in the human mind. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? God knows because of what he has done in the human mind, intellectuals will evolve in this world. And he knows that the only reason why they will come to him is because he is revealed to them. Not some assumptions of him being revealed to the people. Do you know most people in this world, the only God they know is the one the church tells them or the church shows them? Many people don't know God. The only God they know and are insulting some of them is the God we showed them, because we are the light of a city set on. We cannot be. It is we that show them God. When you see somebody saying God is wicked, we show them that God is wicked. Because in our services, this fire come down, kill all my enemies. And if you ask the regular Christian, who is your enemy? The person owing him money is his enemy. How can the person owing you money be your enemy? He's owing me money for 5 years. He doesn't want me to succeed. He has probably taken that money and take it to Babalawo somewhere. So, lift your hand and say, all my enemies. Fire, fire. It's one person you're insulting. Now, I'm not saying the guy had a good character. But probably he's just somebody that doesn't want to pay you back because he has a bad character of not paying money back. Do you think God wants that person to die? He is probably one of the greatest apostles that will hit this earth. Your fire will not kill that person. Your fire will rather purify the person. But one funny thing is this. Many people don't know that as Christians, Prophet Kubu said this many years ago, you have the power, all right, to judge people, to judge things. Remember the story of the experience I had in Jos, that I dried my clothes and somebody stole one of my best jackets. They just stole it. I love that jacket so well. People have asked me to dash them. I refuse. So I just dried it. First day in Jos, just dried it for administration. And they stole it. I wanted to wear that jacket because I was in love that time in Jos. I wanted to wear it to impress the lady I was in love with. Very nice jacket. And as I dried it, they stole it. The pain was brutal. The pain was because there was nothing to wear and impress the one that I loved. So I was mourning in the room. And my friend entered, an apostle. I will not call his name. I said, sir, they just stole my... He said, what? They didn't know that it's from this room? Man of God, stand up. Let's set fire on that person. Something must happen to him. I was just looking at the anger. I said, is my jacket? Right? He said, yes. I said, don't worry, just allow it to be. Because I know the consequences of that prayer. It will kill that person. I can't because of jacket. Now, God has given you that ability. Whatever you bind on earth is what? Whatever you want. So, Prophet Kobo said this part of scripture, I think in Ephesians, that said, we as Christians, believers, we have to remove some certain characters that are not of God. Else we'll really deal with a lot of people in this world. You know, one time, I had an experience. One of my daughters in the faith wanted to get married to her, and she refused. And of course, because of her convictions, she refused. So they felt like, I don't know how the information got to their extended families. They felt like the guy was a big hit. You understand what I'm trying to say? And they should not miss this opportunity. So somehow they called me. And, you know, the information had gotten to the extended family that if I say what, she will get married to the person. And one day in the morning, someone called me, one of the extended family, and started insulting me. She was just insulting. I think Pastor Ed or somebody, one of the pastors was there. They wanted to collect the phone and say, God will punish you, madam. But I refused. I put the phone on loudspeaker so that they will hear the insult. How can you? Who are you? You are mad. You are stupid. In fact, go and tell her, oh, you are stupid. I said, okay, ma. Thank you, ma. They wanted to collect the phone. I said, thank you, ma. And I ended the call. Oh, my face was red. Then I entered the bedroom. I sat down. I started thinking, me, stupid. Me. I was thinking of all my stunts I can throw. All the things I can throw. I know what to say. Things will scatter. I thought of everything I can say, and just finish that. And the Lord told me, no, calm down. So the peace of God calmed me down so strong. Then to help my heart, I didn't even talk about the situation at all to anybody, not even with them. I just kept it to myself. I was trying to help my heart. I didn't want to stay there for long. But it didn't stop there. I know I heard some testimonies. I said testimony, sorry. some event that now happened afterwards. That the person had an accident and the leg was almost cut into two or something that they had to put iron whatsoever. Now, I was so compassionate. I told the Lord, oh dear Jesus. I found myself being very compassionate, but it happened. It went beyond my control. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? Believe me, I was only angry. I did not say a word. I did not say in the name of Jesus, let accident. No, I never said it. But do you know that in that situation, if I had said something terrible, do you know it will happen? But why did I not say anything terrible? Because I have the fruit of the Spirit. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? But Christians that don't have fruit of the Spirit, if you say that thing to them, I know of a true life story. A man was rich. How did he become rich? This bishop was passing a part of, is in Ghana. So he saw the guy begging. He said, your days of begging are over in the name of Jesus. Then he left. The guy became a multi-millionaire. After a while, he remembered what they said to him. So after a while, he started misbehaving. In fact, to a point, he wanted to stand against the church. So they now say, who is the person? They now pointed the guy. The bishop now saw him, I remember. He said, you? So he started raising his shoulder. You know, the bishop said, the same place you were, you are going back there. He didn't say anything. It's a lie. He said, no problem. He left. Words have been spoken. As he left, after a while, a year, two, he went back begging again. What caused that? The anger of the man of God. You know, there are some stories I will tell you that, you know, maybe if the people hear it, they may not. I don't think they'll have a problem. You know of the great Bishop Bensi Idahusa, isn't it? And you've heard of the great bishop in Ghana, Bishop Duncan Williams, isn't it? You know, there was a time, he said the story, so I'll just say it again. There was a time he was stubborn and brutal. He was anointed at a very young age, so he became quite brutal and started talking anyhow. You know, he would be in Ghana ministering, the power of God would fall, and people would be like, you sound like Bishop Bensi Idahusa. You know, I say, no, I sound like myself. Nobody, I'm not like anybody. So he was denying the impact. Then one time, T.L. Osborne heard him preach. So T.L. Osborne said, I hear Bensi Idahusa in your voice. Bensi Idahusa. And I said, no, I don't know Bensi Idahusa. So T.L. Osborne now went and told Bensi Idahusa, there was this young man I saw in Ghana. He sounded like you. I said, do you know Bensi Idahusa? He said, no. The bishop now said, he said, no. He said, yes. He said, okay. He now called him. He said, Duncan. He said, yes, sir. They said, you sound like me. You say you don't know me. Sorry. He said, okay. All the angels with you, let them leave you now. Now, you can imagine such an instruction. All the angels with you, let them leave you now. It's just like they are telling you. So you will not say, amen. Or you say, maybe you would have said, you cannot walk. Maybe when you're going, which angels will leave me? For where? A lie. Until they happen. That is how his influence went down back to zero. He has said the story. One time, Bishop was now preaching in Ghana. He had to struggle. Great man of God now is struggling. Entered. He now held Bishop. Papa, I beg. Please help me. That's how Bishop now held him again. I said, okay, let them come back to you. Go, you can go and vet the story. It's not false. It's on the internet. Now you can imagine. That's why sometimes when people misbehave, I used to tell my wife, I said, I can finish somebody who. But you see, the reason we will not do that is because of the love of God that has been shed abroad in our hearts. You know, one time somebody left there. You may be thinking I'm sounding like a mini-God. I'm not trying to be proud. Believe me, you know this is not me in terms of character. And the person now told somebody, I don't know what that information meant. He said, Pastor Simon wants to kill me. The person misbehaved, left. I think he took people's money, left. And he went and told somebody who was my classmate in secondary school that I wanted to kill him. So the phone was on loudspeaker because I was doing some things on my laptop while I was talking. So Mama T heard. Mama T said, me trying like, I said, how? He said, you just told me that you wanted to kill him. That he's not resting because you have been trying to do things to kill him. I said, kill him. How? So I was not happy at all. I was disturbed. So when the call finished, I told my wife, how did I try to kill this boy? I've not even said any prayer to God. The prayer I'm saying is, God, even help him. I've not said, God, touch him small. I just said, God, help him. I've never thought evil. But he's saying that. And said some false information. And I said to myself, if I say one word, it will end him wherever he is, because I am justified to say it. Now, let me show you something in scripture. Remember Peter, the apostle. Are you here tonight?
Yes, sir.
Peter was the one that killed Ananias and Sapphira. It was not God Almighty. I'll show you. Are you guys following me?
Yes, sir.
Because some of you thought it was God that killed that man. It's not God. Peter gave an order. He said, all of you, go and sell all that you have and bring the money to the church. New Testament. You know, some of you are wondering if tithing, blah, 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 and the rest. I mean, this is the kind of giving it that we're supposed to have in the New Testament. And there are consequences. Death penalty. But do you want that? You see, oh, some of you are just calm. But am I saying a false story in the Bible? That's what Peter said. Now, he did not say sell and keep 10%. He said, when all of you sell, bring all to the church. So this man and his wife, they sold. They now did their talk, probably another. They could keep some more. We'll go feed chop food. They now kept probably 20%. Now Peter asked them, is this all that you got from him? They said, yes. He said, it's all. He said, yes. He said, okay. Now prophetically, he knew they were lying. He said, okay. The hand of God is going to come upon you. Paraphrasing. The man fell down and died. Is it God that killed him or Peter? He said, whatever you bind on earth shall what? Whatever you lose on earth shall what? It's Peter. Listen carefully. That's why when they told Jesus, call down fire. He said, I will not call. We have a different manner of spirit. Somebody now said, but Peter did not see that thing that Jesus said. Let me tell you something. A lot happened in scriptures, especially in the book of Acts. These guys were growing in revelation. Hope you know that even when Jesus resurrected, they did not even know why Jesus came to the earth. When Jesus resurrected, they now asked Jesus, when will you establish the kingdom? In their mind, one want to be prime minister, one want to be governor. That's what they were thinking, a physical kingdom. And Jesus told them that that's not the kind of kingdom I've come to establish. So when Jesus left, there were still arguments on baptism and some things. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? So when you are reading the scripture, you say, okay, as this one happened, this must happen. Paul argued baptism with some of the disciples. Paul argued one or two doctrines with some of the disciples. So this argument you are seeing is not a new thing. It has always been in scripture. Peter had some biases about Paul's teaching. Peter in 2 Peter said, some of the things that our brother Paul teach, they are difficult things to believe. He said, meanwhile, they are true. But don't misunderstand it, or it will destroy you. That's what Peter said. Now, if Peter thinks that Paul's teachings were quite ambiguous, that simply means Peter was not teaching Paul's teaching. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So you read the scripture with an open mind, full of the Holy Ghost, to pick what is true. It's not everything that you just... Some of the acts of the apostles were not supposed to be like that. For instance, Apollos. The Bible says Apollos was fervent in spirit. So you may now look at that person, oh, I'm fervent in spirit like Apollos. I hope you know at that point that Apollos was fervent in the spirit. He was healing people. But the Bible says it was limited, that he knew only the baptism of John. He knew only the baptism of John. That was his limitation. That is why some people now, from what they know, because knowledge is like lenses on our faces. You know, when you wear a lens, a glass. So knowledge gives you perspective. The limitation of your knowledge determines your perspective of life. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? So if you know 50%, 50% is what you use to as a perspective for life, which is very broad. That's why when you hear some people argue, you are wondering, why are they arguing? Because you know better. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? You are seeing better. That's why you are wondering that their argument is false. Are you guys understanding me tonight? Am I making sense to you? That's why when we tell people that baptism by water is not required in the New Testament, you see them argue because they saw it in the book of Acts. That they saw it in the book of Acts does not mean that it is a practice that Jesus enacted. Remember, he said, John the Baptist speaking, he said, he is preferred before me. Meaning this, my ministry of water baptism is not the preferred one. But the reason I'm doing is because we are looking for the Messiah. It's an algorithm. Remember John 1. He said, the reason why God sent me to baptize with water is to the end that, I mean, be giving me those scripture media. Be putting those scriptures on me. He said, it is to the end that the Messiah be revealed to who? Israel. Can you remember? John 1 what? Huh? Media, just get it and put it. So that the Messiah be revealed to Israel. In other words, more like an algorithm. Alright? Let's imagine, let's do it like this. Can I have three people? Four of you just stand up fast. So imagine, can you remove your blazers? No, don't remove it. Don't worry. Let me look for another thing. Anytime you pass here, you hold it here, Pastor Ed. Take your pen. Take this for your Bible, God's word, right? So anybody that passes here knows the word of God. Anybody that, I say four persons, I not say four men. Anybody that passes here knows the word of God. All right, pass. He takes the word. For passing here, you must know the word. As you pass here, but if you pass there, you will not know the Bible. Why? Because the algorithm said you have to pass this place. So baptism was more like an algorithm. All of you be getting into water, I'm looking for something. Just be entering. I did not know him, but that he should be revealed to Israel. Therefore, I came what? Baptizing with water. So why am I baptizing with water? I'm looking for somebody that should be revealed to what? Israel. Next part of scripture, 32. And John bore witness saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove. And he what? Repent. There's a part that said, the one that sent me said, the one that I will see the Spirit come upon and remain. Give me that part. Because now he's saying what has happened. Just read. I think it's before, isn't it? Verse what? 33. Now hit verse 33. Verse 33. It says, I did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, upon whom you what? And what? That is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. Did you catch something now? So in other words, as they are passing like this, pass. Let's take this for water now. Pass. He's looking for somebody. And as this one is passing, he says, wait, something came upon you. But how will the thing came upon them? They have to pass through this process for the thing to come. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So he's dipping them in water. Verse 30. Is it 31 you started with? To the end that I did not know him, but that he should be revealed to Israel. Therefore, I came what? Baptizing with him. And one of the algorithm, says, after you dip in water, if the Spirit come upon, verse 33, and what? Remain. He's the one. So John the Baptist was baptizing. But when he saw Jesus, he said, I think this is the Lamb of God that takes away. You know why he was superb? Was because before he even did the algorithm, he recognized Jesus. That's why the Bible calls him the greatest. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? So when he vetted Jesus that this is Jesus, then he did that water stuff and the Holy Spirit came in and remained upon Jesus. So, alas, this is the one. And the Bible said, God's word came from heaven. This is my word. In whom I'm what? What did he now say at the end? Listen to him. What is the purpose of water baptism? To reveal Jesus to Israel, not to be practiced in the church. And this was Paul's argument. What? Do you think people would just believe it like that? That even in our days, it's being practiced. Because everything points to Christ. Jesus is the end of water baptism. Because if anybody dips himself in Jesus, he comes as a what? A new creation. Is this confusing? It's not confusing. You are not new because you entered water, but it was symbolic pointing to Christ. Saying that just as somebody will get into water and come out filled with water, so will it be when you enter into Christ, you come out filled with Christ. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? That's just it. But till today, people still argue over water baptism. Aren't you seeing it? Now, it is dependent on you to choose what to follow. That's why 90% of you seated here, you were baptized in water. But what the heck happened after that? Did any change happen in your life? Tell me, people of God. Some of you were sprinkled as a child. Some of you did it while you were old. Now, I did two for me. I did two. They did the one I was a child. When I grew up, I said, no, I left childish ways. I want to do the older one. They got me and dipped into River Kaduna, very dirty water, and I came out, I felt new. but I was not new. I just felt new. And when I didn't understand myself, I had to look for another thing. And that was the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And something happened to my life. That is why I'm teaching you tonight. Are you here tonight? So that's it. Get seated. That's the purpose of water baptism. As I explained it to you now, some people may not be patient enough. Do you know why they will not be patient to listen? It has been a practice for decades. For years, eons. How can this young man just stand up and claim to know better? A practice that their elders that sit down and they have vetted it. The number one council, number two council of they vetted this. And you are just coming to say, that was a problem with the Pharisees. They were so far to see. Because they were wondering, how will Jesus, who we saw his father, a carpenter. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? His father was a carpenter. His mom, Mary, we know her from Nazareth, probably from Wajata, Away Street. And all of a sudden, he's coming to call all the bishops in town and telling them that they are wrong. You think it's easy for bishops to agree to that? It's not easy. You must understand why it was difficult for people to believe Jesus. Look at the words that he was saying. I mean, he came to them. They said, how about our father Abraham and Jacob? When they spoke about the well, he said, there's no need for a well. He said, no, Jacob dug this well and drank from the well. It's a spiritual well. He said, no, it's not any spiritual well. He said, this well is not needed. Just fetch water from it and drink, and that's all. He said, I will dig one in your heart, and out of your belly shall flow what? Rivers of living water. She was aback. Then suddenly, she now said again, plain religion. She said, true worship should be done on the mountain of Jerusalem. And he said to her, true worship should not be done anywhere. Because they believe all of their prophets, they climbed that mountain. You know people in this state that have gone to Ekiti to climb the mountain Babalola climbed? Have you heard people like that? Now, we are not insulting them. Are we together? But it is ignorance. The glory of God is not going to come upon you because you stepped on the mountains Apostle Babalola stepped upon. But because you are in the spirit. And Jesus said to her, God is spirit, not physical destination. God is what? Spirit. And they that must worship God must worship him where? That's all. Not on a mountain. So some people again, if they want to encounter God in their heart, they go to a mountain. You know, God is merciful. He will encounter you, but know that you can be in your bedroom and encounter God. It's unbelievable, right? Because mountain is more spiritual. Mountain is just a stone, a hard rock. That's all. In the New Testament, mountain does not carry any glory anywhere. There's nothing like that. Are you here tonight? Do you understand what I'm trying to teach you? So there is no weight in the New Testament. The Bible says, lay aside every weight and the sin that easily beset. Lay aside them. Looking forward to Jesus, who is what? Lay aside all those weights. Religious weight. Throw them away. You have a card where you are baptized. You have eaten the body of Christ. You have been confirmed a Christian. And you still smoke Igbo. You know, I was really stubborn to an extent while I was small. And I believe God put that stubbornness in me. While I was growing up, I had this teacher in the church they called a doctrinal teacher. I don't want to use the name so that I don't offend the denomination. And he had a problem with me because he said I asked too much question. So me too, I had a problem with him because he doesn't like my question. I was not born again, but I was very inquisitive. So in the whatever class, I raised my hands and asked questions. One time he was teaching us, he said, listen, if you go up there and anybody gives you the communion, tell them bullshit. Because they are foolish people. They are not trained to do so. I was very little listening to the lies. And when he was done, I said, what is the qualification for our people here that give us the communion? And everybody were shocked at my question. He said, because they went to school and they learned for 10 years. The way he shouted on me, 10 years. They learned all the doctrine of Jesus Christ. I said, what of in the Bible, where is it written their qualification? Blah, blah, blah. Did the Bible say anybody? So he said, I should keep quiet. Now, I just wanted to know, because I saw offense in him when he was saying those things. So I went back home. Well, I knew that I had to just pass, because I took first in the class. I was the number one. So I had to collect my gift, which I collected. And I took the communion, they call it that time. Because it was if I missed that thing, my dad was going to kill me. So I took it. And we now got to another class. That class now was to confirm you a Christian. Dear Jesus, I asked the question. Do you know when I left that first class, I was attending it to be asking questions. That's the one I graduated from. I still was attending it to be asking, just to ask questions. So they had to stop me from asking questions. To crown it all, they now started Bible study in the church. It was my best moment. After the morning service, I will rush back in the evening for Bible study. And when they are doing it, I always ask questions. To the point I ask questions, they reported to my father. And my father told me in the house never to ask questions again. It was that bad. And I was not being proud. The reason I was asking the question was because the questions were in my heart. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? It was in my heart. So I argued those things. And I mean, people didn't like me for questions. But I told them, I said, nothing can be done at the end against but for the truth. You know, foolish people don't follow truth. It's only wise people that follow truth. At the end, nothing can be done against but for the truth. Meaning, no matter what you do, you cannot do anything against the truth. You get what I'm trying to explain to you. So if you are wise, what should you do? Follow the truth very early. I remember a time came in the church. They had to call me to order. Somehow call me to order. According to the Reverend Father, he said I was taking people away from the church. Because young people, I will get them baptized in the Holy Ghost. When they come to me and I teach them, I get them baptized in the Holy Ghost. When they start praying in tongues, they don't want to go there again. And they said it was me that was doing it. So one time, I used to play the instrument. He saw me coming to arrange the instrument. And he said, young man, who are you? I called my name. And he said, what are you doing with suits? I was wondering. Because those days, we can wear suits and wear palm sandal. That's how we used to do. But if that suit is not upon us, we'll not feel the anointing. So no matter what we wear, suit must just be upon us. I had one ass suit like that. And he said to me, he said, you are dressed like a pastor. So many ladies and young men just came out from the church. I said, yes, sir, he's a pastor. He said, a pastor where? I said, nowhere. And I was not ordained a pastor that time, but they were calling me pastor. And he said to me, are you not a member of the church? I said, yes, sir. They now called my father's name. My father was a catechist. Not just a catechist. My father trains catechists. It was that serious. And it's in the military arm. You know, military, they don't beg you and say, train your son well. They command you to train your son well, else you face the consequence. He now asked for my dad's number. He called my dad. He said, that's your boy. You had the impetus as a catechist to allow your boy to go to another job, blah, blah, blah. It was strength. And he warned me. He now looked at me and said, you, this should be the last time you leave this church or anywhere. Are you listening? I kept my mouth shut. Now, I believe that was God doing it. He said, I'm talking to you. Will you not answer? I said, sir, I will never stop going to where I was going to. And the whole church were like, they were just murmuring. He said, who is the father of this bastard? And then he threatened and threatened. I don't know what got into my dad. I used to tell people, my father made a covenant with God that is not telling me. When they called my dad and threatened him, naturally, you're supposed to be scared as a junior soldier. But he called me and said, what is wrong? I said, I don't know. I was just dressed and this happened and that happened. He said, is that the reason he called me? I was shouting. I said, yes, sir. He said, keep on doing what you are doing. My mother was begging in the house that I should stop. Begging me with her life to stop it. My dad said, keep on doing. Who is the head of the house? So I followed my father. Although I promised my mother I would not go again. But when she went to the kitchen, I went out. And I followed my father's words. Guess what? I went to church that same day. Hallelujah to Jesus. You know, I'm telling you this story. Something then happened. The same person insulting me called my younger sister. I was asking her if anybody was around. And I said, she said no. She said no. She said, you know, I like you. And I took the phone. I said, you bastard. I've revenged the first one. You bastard is Simon. And I'm coming for you. The next day was bazaar. If they meet me now on the internet, if they call me, I will call the person's name. If they say now I should come, I will call the person's name. It's not a hard thing. And in the bazaar, then they called me. They looked for me. When they saw me, they says I should eat anything I want in the church. Anything that they said, I should eat anything. I said, I'm not eating anything. I have an information that will scatter this church. Oh my God. You know when you have one information nobody has, that feeling. I was walking like a boss the next day and looking at a place where souls were perishing, and it was somebody that didn't know where he was going to that was leading the souls. You can insult me, I don't care, but I know the truth. And I told my mom, you see that place, I will go when I feel like going. I'm not. That's how I stopped. See, today they can't. They have joined me. They can't. You know, one time I told you a story. I was talking with my mom. She said, you know why? You come from a Kong family of so-and-so denomination, but you are still a pastor. Do you know why I allowed you? So I asked her, would you have not allowed me? She said, I have the power. But the reason I allowed you was because I remembered something that happened to me when I was about to give birth to you. And I said, what is it? She said, whenever I'm sleeping, they'll come and arrange the house. And cut my fingers and arrange my hair. So I reported the thing to neighbors, and they said, the child you are giving birth to is a special child. See, from that I told myself, when I remembered the thing, I said, no wonder Simon left us. So I don't joke. I said, that means you are not in a special place. That's why I left you. See, if you don't come out from false doctrine, you would think you are doing God. You are doing yourself. In heaven, there is no Catholic, there is no Pentecostal name, there is no redeemed, there is no name. There is no name. If you believe wrongly, you're on your own. I tell you, you'll be so amazed you get to heaven. Some churches' name are not there, some are there. You know why I just changed the information? Because I remember the book of Revelation, God was calling out for churches. Some will be there. You'll be amazed. God will tell you, this one have off the light since he began. Remember how he was telling that he has off their candlestick because they believe falsehood. Today we are masters of falsehood. Look at the atrocities rising in the church every day. Why? We're joking with doctrines. We play too much. And now that lion, that we're baby lion we're playing with, has grown now and it is eating us up. People of God, we need to wake up. See, I tell you the truth. Many honest people are struggling in the church. Not because they are not good people. I can use myself as a case study. When I became a Christian, I was a good person. I loved God. But I still saw myself doing things I'm not supposed to do. So I asked myself, am I a bad person? And I know I'm not a bad person. I meant it cool with God. I really loved God with my whole heart. But I couldn't still live for Him 100%. So I couldn't call myself a bad person. That is why today, if I see people, I judge them differently, I know where I'm coming from. Are you listening to me tonight? Do you know why people still struggle in church? False doctrine. And that's why the Bible said their worship is vain, because they take for doctrine the teachings of men. Many people are struggling in church. Many people are suffering. I told you a story last Sunday, not to mock them. A massive prayer group, you know, in this. They've been making waves, seriously. That a man of God was preaching there and he mentioned, if you are struggling with pornography, masturbation, come out. Almost all of the church came outside. And the pastor was wondering, what is happening here? My friend said to me, he said, he asked the question, all this prayer is for what? When we say prayer, we say there is no definition for prayer without revelation first. It is a key term for describing prayer. You know what we are telling you? Don't follow God haphazardly. God told Mary. He said, Mary, one thing is most important now. You are in church. Sit down. Gather yourself. Hear the word. Don't be trying to cook for me. There are people like that in church. In fact, some of them are reverends. Full of activities in church. But the word of God is not in their heart. That is why sometimes there's shame to our name. Shame to the church. You see somebody say, I saw one reverend yesterday of so-so church drinking alcohol in high level. Why? Activities, no revelation. He said they worship me with their what? Not heart, mouth. He said, but their hearts are what? Fiery. You can imagine a youth of a church coming to church every day, claiming to receive Christ every day in their mouth. But they have a particular day of the year that they call party. And when you step there, they are not preaching the word. They are drinking alcohol and rubbing their body over each other in the name of party. And when they are done, they go confess their sin and they are still taking God again. We have to wake up. Such kind of a people will be on the earth. Evil will travail. Why are you shocked that Nigeria is the way it is? It is full of religious people, not true Christians. Look at what we are arguing in the internet space now. Money, this one. It's all junks. Is that even supposed to be an argument? I've been trusting God not to talk about it. Is my gospel minister supposed to collect? Is this supposed to charge? Are we supposed to argue these kind of things? And having baseless points to cover for those things. Oh my goodness. And I even wonder some pastors, you say something, you are apologizing. You are coming to explain. Explaining for what? I remember I saw one video of a pastor showing over $10 million somebody charged. Is it $10,000? Whatever. And people were like, it's not bad. We're in such a time in the church. And some of us as young as we are, that's where we are dreaming to go. I always like to say this when I'm teaching something like this, that there is hell. Most of you don't know. You are forgotten. There is hell. You think it's a joke? Somebody has... The way I was trained, this is a taboo. I can't even talk about it. I told you my story with my spiritual father. He finished ministry. We don't have transport to go back. He didn't collect transport. That he was not led. We don't have... We are trekking back home. He told us, let's go. Me and him were going. The woman now came and said, I'm not going to greet this time. She forced the money in my pocket. I was saying, man, please. She forced it in my pocket. Instead of going back to give her back, I followed him. I was going. When we trekked to some distance, he now said, okay, God bless you. You can go home. Then I said, sir, the woman put the money in my pocket. See? Ah! That was a taboo. He shouted. You collected that money. I said, she forced it in my pocket, sir. Ah! He said, trek back. It was even you. Trek back. I started trekking back. Went there. When I went, she wanted to say, why? I said, take your money. Because I don't even have any explanation. Came back home. I was trained. The next time they offered me, I did not collect. I didn't even know why I was not collecting money. I just knew that we don't use to collect money. That's why you will never hear me call you in the night and say, Pastor need 100,000 for something. Can you come and be a blessing? I will never try that. I've never borrowed money from any of you. I will never borrow. I would rather give you. It's the training. Are you listening to me? My dad will say, even the food you reject will respect you. The food you reject too will bow down to you and say, Ekarosa. Are you listening to me? Learn these things now. One time I heard some two boys coming back, and they were joking. We say, they so see now, so see. They were small Christians. I was at their back. I was trying to go and eat something. So I heard them joking. So you know, go sow seed. They were coming back from church. Sow this seed now. They were not laughing. I said, see these boys at 15, 18. They are joking with sowing seed. If they grow now, it's transactional gospel. There are 5 people here I'm seeing with a grace. And $5,000 will bring out that grace. That's how it starts. That is when they will tell you, come and minister in Otukpo. You say, no, my teeth is paining me. Then I say, come and minister in Orlando. Is there a city like that? Come and minister there. Say, okay. Alright, so your fee is so dollars. We're going to be in first class. We're going to be in this. We're going to be in that. Now, some people have this excuse. They say, they don't treat them nice. That is why they have to put those. They don't treat you nice. That is why you have to say they should put you in business class. They don't treat you nice. That is why you say you want to be in first class hotel. Not just that. It's not bad. Then you now say they should give you $10,000. They don't treat you nice because somebody else did not treat you nice before. You know what now hits me? They now say honorarium. So you determine honorarium. Those days, they just package something and give you as honorarium. They say, this is what God has blessed us with. Some of us can take it back and put it in their hand. That's why it's men of God. The training we have gone through is because these people have not gone through it. That is why they are behaving like that. You know, you are just in church. You don't know how church starts. You just come and you are singing. Before you know, you start charging people. If you were the one that started church, you understand. That's why they can call us to go and preach in a congregation of 10. You see us go with suits and be talking. But they would not go. And somebody made a statement, and I think I agree with that statement. It's the people that are inviting them that haven't caused in trouble. Because probably they are pursuing something too. That's why they are inviting them. Me, carry 10 million and give. I can't sleep. Look at all the people I have here. I will share 1 million. Today I will share to the last person there. What have you done for me that will carry 10 million and give in 1 day? Which Jesus are you bringing down? Me? No matter the atmosphere you create, if I want to start a ministry, I must create my atmosphere. Is it the singing I can't sing? I don't think I'm being proud if I tell you I can sing. So what are you coming to do for me? I was a one-time MD. I know how to go anyhow I want to sing, I will sing. In fact, when I'm done singing, you'll be wondering who is the singer. But all of those things are not things we should be glowing with. Why would I not say, come and sing for me? I have wonderful people that can sing. Have I finished exploring these voices here? The most talented ones have not even started singing on that podium. There are plenty. You don't know the kind of glory. Some of these people out there, I was giving an instance. I said, who in this place does Davido sing better than? Who in this place? Shekinah. Shekinah can sustain for a while. When I'm playing with her, I'm teaching her sustain already. Breath control. Even her. Are you here tonight? We'll make up our mind to do ministry. Which crowd are we looking for that will call somebody to come and do it here? What of evangelism that God gave us? Are you guys hearing what I'm saying to you? We'll do the right things. We can raise a church without all of those gimmicks. Are you here tonight? In fact, in this church, those discussions self, we are not going to be talking about those mumutis. Focus on doctrine. The earnest expectation of creation. Await what? The manifestation of sons. I gave instances in the beginning. You take it serious. Go back home. There's something God has put in your life. Let me say this one thing before I close. In a museum outside the country, there was a picture of a man and the devil playing chess. Is it chess? They call it this one that there's a king chess. They're playing it. So one of the greatest chess players of the world entered the museum and he saw that architecture. Then he said, he couldn't move. He said, come, let's go and finish what we are doing here. He said, no, I'm coming. The devil was winning and smiling, and the person the devil is playing with put his hand like this on his head. That means he's finished. The devil has won him. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So the greatest chess player said, no, this picture is taking my attention too much. He said, you people should go, I'm coming. So he stood there for over 1 hour watching. Then he called the people in charge. I think you people have to do two things here. He said, either you wipe off this drawing or you redraw it again. He said, what do you mean? He said, because it's as if this Christian has lost and this devil has won. But Please, before I continue, I'm the greatest chess player of the world. I just looked at this board and I'm seeing something. Now, if you play chess, you understand what I'm about to say. He said, the king still has one last move. You didn't get what I just said. He said, the king still has what? One last move. Meaning that Christian that put his hand on his head didn't know that he has not lost. The people that drew it, they don't know that the Christian still has one more move to do to win everything. Tell somebody the king still has one more move. You may have felt like you have squandered everything, you are finished, you are a sinner, this is the height of it, you have suffered, and etc. But I've come to announce to you tonight, the king still has one more. Don't feel finished. Tell your neighbor that with a high five. Don't feel finished. You know, I may have joked with you and say, you didn't know whatever. You didn't know a Newton's third law of universal gravitation. Whatsoever I said, you don't know. But you know, you can make up your mind to start knowing everything today. They told me one time in SS1, Mrs. Bauer came and laughed at the whole class. She said, shame on all of you. This girl alone made, she took first in all of the science courses. When she said, shame, cold entered my body. I'll never forget, Mrs. Bauer. The name of the lady is Funto Okeni. Cold entered my body. When she said, shame on you. Oh, I didn't go for a break that day. I said, a girl took first in all of the science courses. She said, shame on you. She teaches chemistry. I said, oh, I'll show this woman something. We had tests the next day. I took my book. I looked at everything. I screenshotted everything in my head. When we went inside the test, I just pasted everything I copied in my head. I got 20 over 20. The car started mumbling. Something is happening. Exam came. I got 50 something. They don't want to give me 60, I'm very sure. Over 60. She now said that they should call only me. When I came, he said, Simon, sincerely speaking, did you see my questionnaire? I said, ma, why will you say I saw? How did I see your questionnaire? He said, you saw it. How can you get this mark? I said, ma, I did not see it. She didn't know that she said something that stirred fire on my inside. She said, okay, if you go back now, don't tell anybody I asked you this question. It's embarrassing. Are you hearing me? I said, yes, ma. Then I went back. I called my guys to come around. You should sit down. I said, guess what? I dealt with this woman. To the point she called if I saw. They said, my guy. I said, that thing stirred something on my inside. Are you here tonight? And think about the love that should stir something on your inside. You are who God says that you are. Everything God did on the cross was not in vain. It was for you. Are you listening to me, people of God? It's for you. God did not die, buried, resurrected for you to be like this. Suffering with sin, shame, poverty. No, he created you to be wonderful, glorious, shine upon the face of the earth. He has done so much for you to remain like this. And if you feel finished tonight, again, I say the king still has one. Go back home and say, this time it will be it. Are you listening to me? Be challenged. Be challenged in all aspects of your life. Go back and say, I'm making a mark on the earth. In music, in fashion, in engineering. There's a way you want to be successful that you must just end up being successful. You want to be successful, you are awake in the night. You are labor. God must put the eye there because you are hungry for it. Very hungry for the success. Church, are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? At this point, be on the Christ side, not the crowd side. Mommy, give me 2,000. I mean, we've passed those places now. Mommy, there's one textbook, it's supposed to be 1,500. It is 10,000. We are not liars. God cannot bless such a person. I beg, if you get 500, make I do something. I beg, if you know, God is my source. I can't look at God and look at man and start begging at the same time. You cannot be looking at God and be borrowing. It's not possible. So I refuse to borrow. Make up your mind. I told maybe people around me years ago, I said, I'd rather die than beg. Bishop said that years ago. He said, I'd rather die than what? Beg. And today we are seeing it. Be on your feet. What is service? Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. I challenge all of you, go back home. Don't only pray in tongues, but when you pray in tongues and stay with the word, carry your materials, science materials, business materials, and begin to explore. If you can know God, you can know anything. I challenge you tonight. If you stay so much persistent, diligent, you will take your family out of any cost. Take your family out of any pain, and you will be the one to take your family out of poverty. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you tonight? If you become persistent and diligent, make up your mind today. And that is why Satan is trying you. He's trying to touch you because he believes in you more than you can believe in yourself. But he has come too late. The king still has one move. And this one more move is the final move that will scatter everything and arrange everything. And lift up your voice and begin to pray in the spirit. What do you see? What do you see? Say what you see. The king still has one more move. Shaba ba 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 ba. We flow where the river flows. 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 We move where the river goes. We go where the river goes. We go where the spirits hang. We call where the spirit sings. We flow where the river flows. We flow where the river flows. We flow where the river flows. Shaba ba 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 ba. Ayanamayama. Spirit saves.
I want us to pray one more prayer before we go. I am being careful so that it doesn't look like I'm prioritizing something that is not really important, but the Holy Spirit kept on hitting that. We're going to pray and say, Lord, whatever you have put on my inside that will make me, listen, that will make me financially stable. Whatever you have put on my inside that will make me financially stable and covered. Lord, from henceforth, let me begin to employ it in the name of Jesus. That one eye there, I sense the Holy Spirit wants us to pray in that dimension. And don't feel carnal about it. Go ahead and pray. Mean it with the whole of your heart. Pray that prayer sincerely. Pray it sincerely. There's a way the Holy Ghost can tell you something that will just cause a shift. Not by power, not by might, but the Spirit. Kadosh, we worship you. Kadosh, 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 we worship you. Kadosh, 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 we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Kadosh, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Kadosh, we worship. The Bible says, it is not of him that willeth nor runneth, but of God that hath shown mercy. And it's possible that I've been running by myself. I've been running on my own. Lord, tonight, that one idea, that one idea, let my mind be open to it. Because I know your will for me is good and not of evil. I know you want me to enjoy the good of the Lord. Kadosh, 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 we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That one idea, Holy Spirit. The Bible said this is the confidence that we have, that when we pray, he answers us. Lord, now give me that idea. Let that be your prayer. Open my mind to that idea now. And Lord, if you speak to me, one word is all I need, Holy Spirit. And he can do it. Open my mind to comprehend. Lord, even in a vision, by a vision, an open vision, by counsel, maybe somebody will advise me somehow, Holy Spirit. You are changing my financial level. I'm enjoying the good of the land. I'm entering into my supposed possession. Oh Lord, speak into my life. I am a living sacrifice. Your words are living up to speak into my life. One word. I feel it so strong in my heart. Lord, give me that one word. That one idea. And I'll believe it tonight. That one idea. Bible said when we pray, He hears and answers us. That one idea. One word. One word is all I need. One word. We can never underestimate the power of money. And God wants us to have it. Don't feel carnal about it. Pray it from the depth of your head, of your heart. From the depth of your heart, pray it. Don't feel carnal about it. One word. You will create pictures in your heart. It will show you. This is what we call the good fight of faith. Laying hold of what Jesus has done for us.
I'm sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.